Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. Good afternoon. Today is December 14th, Monday, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local Hardy news. With the holiday season in full swing and millions of folks shopping online this year, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office is sharing a few tips to ensure your packages are delivered safe and sound to you. First up, have your packages delivered to your workplace or office or to a trustworthy neighbor. Number two, require a signature on delivery. That way, when your package is delivered, only you can accept it. Number three, if you don't trust your home delivery, you can pick up your packages in person at a UPS store, FedEx store, or if you're ordering from Amazon, you can find a local Amazon locker. And last but not least, sign up for delivery alerts if you're shopping from an online service and they offer tracking alerts or shipping alerts or something like that. Make sure to sign up for them and keep a very close eye on them. By following these tips, you can make sure that your packages will be delivered safe and sound just in time for Christmas morning. Your local events, Relay for Life, will be on Friday, December 18th at Pioneer Park at the Nickerson Ulrich Building. Meal pickup will be from 5 to 7 p.m. with a live auction at 6 p.m. Your support is greatly appreciated, and together we can find a cure. And on Saturday, December 19th, Boxing Out in Arcadia will host their first annual holiday cookout from 1 to 3 p.m. It's at 203 South Manatee Avenue in Arcadia. For only $3, you'll get two hot dogs, a bag of chips, and a bottle of water. If you're unable to afford the meal's cost, come on down anyways, and they will gladly take care of you. All proceeds will benefit the Salvation Army in Arcadia. And with the holiday season here, you might have a lot of shipping boxes that need to be recycled, so they encourage everyone to bring your used cardboard and packing foam to Boxing Out on Saturday. They will have staff on hand to unload the donated material. And at the end of January 2021, on the 30th to be exact, the Hardy County Chamber of Commerce will host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. You can get your tickets online at hardycc.com. They start at just $125, and you can reserve your table or become a sponsor once again at hardycc.com/gala. Your job's in Hardy County. Lakeside Neurologic in Wauchula is looking for a residential services assistant. Must be at least 21 years of age and possess a high school diploma or GED, a college degree, previous experience in healthcare, mental or behavioral health, a CNA license, or knowledge of American Sign Language is preferred. Chili's in Arcadia is looking for a host, and Ravello Medical Center in Avon Park is looking for a bilingual medical assistant and medical office clerk. 1 year of medical front office experience is preferred. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this on your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to HardyMidday, HardyMidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us and we read them on the air for you. Coming up after this break, your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wachula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your 12 p.m. weather for December 14th, 77 degrees Fahrenheit, feels like 80, mostly cloudy, 6% chance of rain. The air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is 1, low. Wind southwest at 12 miles an hour with gusts up to 15 miles an hour. Humidity is 76%. The indoor humidity is 76%. Very humid. Dew point is 70 degrees Fahrenheit. The cloud cover is 88%. Visibility 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 7,100 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:53 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, partly sunny this morning, then mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers this afternoon. Highs around 80. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 miles an hour with a 20% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 60s. West winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s with northeast winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming west in the afternoon. And Tuesday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy with lows in the lower 60s and light and variable winds. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast for you. Let's go now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Georgia Farm Bureau members elected Tom McCall for a 2-year term as president of the state's largest general farm organization. McCall, who lives in Elbert County, grows wheat, oats, grain corn, sweet corn, and hay, along with raising beef, cattle, hogs, and sheep. The GFB reports McCall replaces Gerald Long, who retired from the position after serving as GFB president since 2016. The National Pork Producers Council is applauding President-elect Joe Biden's nomination of Tom Vilsack to be the next Secretary of Agriculture at the USDA. If approved when the Senate convenes in January, it would be Vilsack's second appointment to the seat he held 8 years during the Obama administration. NPPC President Howard A.V. Roth says as both the former Iowa governor, the top pork-producing state, and the former Ag Secretary, he understands how critical a vibrant American farm sector is to the rural and overall economy. U.S. cattle producers are poised to recover from challenges during the global pandemic more quickly than their competitors. That's according to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Kent Backus. Backus tells AgWire.com a number of trade negotiations are underway for U.S. beef in places like the United Kingdom, Japan, and China. Emerging markets include Southeast Asia, particularly countries like Taiwan, Vietnam, and Indonesia, where strong economies bring opportunities for U.S. cattle producers.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few $1,000 with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hamrich. 2020 has certainly been an eventful year for hurricanes and tropical storms. In fact, we narrowly missed record numbers on multiple metrics. Here's USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
One of those was the number of hurricanes in the Atlantic in a single season. We had 13 hurricanes this year, the record of 15 set back in the previous record-setting season of 2005 still stands. Another record that was narrowly missed is the U.S. hurricane landfalls. We had 6 of those in 2020. The record set way back in 1887 of 7 hurricanes still stands.
As many of you already know, 5 of those 6 hurricanes this year made landfall along the Gulf Coast.
Looking at those 6 hurricanes that struck the United States, 5 of them made landfall along the Gulf Coast, while we had 1, Isaias, making landfall along the Atlantic coast.
The location of these hurricanes is also not all that much different from that record-breaking year.
Kind of interesting to note that in that record-setting year of 1887, all 7 of those hurricanes made landfall on the Gulf Coast of the United States.
Will climate change continue to increase the frequency of these hurricanes in the future? Well, many agricultural scientists are looking for ways to make our ag industry more resilient to these extreme conditions.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture. One of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hamrich.
And now for your business news, your stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks ended mostly lower on Wall Street as prospects for another aid package from Washington faded, even as a surge in virus cases threatens to inflict more damage to an already battered economy. The S&P 500 ended lower for the week after 2 weeks of solid gains. Investors have been hoping for another financial lifeline to help cushion the latest blow from COVID-19 to people, businesses, and state governments. However, an emerging $900 billion aid package has essentially collapsed. On Wall Street today, the Dow gained 47 points to close at 30,046. The NASDAQ was down 28 to 12,377. The S&P 500 off 4 points to 3,663. New York oil down 18 cents to $46.60 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Bills hand the Steelers just their second loss, 26-15 Sunday night. Chiefs notch their eighth straight win, 10th consecutive road win, and clinch a fifth consecutive AFC West title after a 33-27 win over the Dolphins. Patrick Mahomes took the longest sack in the NFL in the last 5 years, 30 yards, and was picked off three times. Packers wrap up the NFC North for the second consecutive year with a 31-24 win over the Lions. Washington beats the 49ers 23-15, takes over first place in the NFC East, a game ahead of the Giants, who lost to the Cardinals 26-7. Eagles beat the Saints 24-21. Rookie Jalen Hurts, 17 of 30 with a touchdown in his first career start after replacing Carson Wentz. And the Seahawks hand the Jets their 13th straight loss in a 40-3 laffer. This is SRN Sports. Jaguars suffer their 12th straight loss, dropping a 31-10 decision to the Titans. Colts beat the Raiders 44-27. Buccaneers beat the Vikings 26-14. Dan Bailey with a miserable afternoon. He missed all four kick opportunities, leaving 10 points off the board. Bears beat the Texans 36-7. Snap a six-game skid. Mitchell Trubisky throwing three touchdown passes. Drew Lock had four touchdowns. Broncos beat the Panthers 32-27. It was the Cowboys over the Bengals 30-7, and Michael Badgley hit a 43-yard field goal as time expired. Chargers over the Falcons 20-17. College football, Alabama remains number one, followed by Notre Dame, Ohio State, Clemson, and Texas A&M. Cincinnati, Indiana, Iowa State, Coastal Carolina, and Georgia round out the top 10. Florida falls from 6th to 11th after losing Saturday to LSU. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll find over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day, change is good, but I prefer dollars. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.